This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. China says it will lift tariffs on U.S. soybeans, pork, and other farm goods in yet another sign of easing tensions between the two countries ahead of trade talks next month. The announcement is the latest in a series of recent conciliatory gestures that the world's two largest economies have taken to curb their ongoing trade war. U.S. President Donald Trump announced he was postponing $250 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods from October 1st to the 15th. Representatives of the Taliban are in Moscow just days after President Trump said peace talks with them were, quote, dead. Julie Walker has the story.
A Taliban official says the group's negotiating team is now in Russia, just days after President Trump declared a deal he had been making was dead. The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in southeastern Spain say flooding in the region claimed another victim Friday, bringing the weather-related death toll there to three. Although the weather seemed to be stabilizing, forecasters say several regions remain on red alert, and water management officials say rivers in the area are still in danger of overflowing. Planes flew at London's Heathrow Airport on Friday, this despite plans by the climate change activist group Heathrow Pause. They had planned to fly drones to close the busy airport. The point was to push the government to more aggressively cut carbon emissions. This is VOA.